If I hadn't said something, you wouldn't have gotten up.
Then why did you say anything?
Because I did. You will. Just wait. He shrugs. It's like with Mom. The accident. Immer wieder. Always again. Always the same.
Free will?
He gets up, walks to the window, stands looking out over the Tattinger's backyard. I was just talking about that with a self from 1992. He said something interesting. He said that he thinks there is only free will when you're in time, in the present. He says in the past we can only do what we did, and we can only be there if we were there. But whenever I am, that's my present. Shouldn't I be able to decide?
No,
apparently not.
What did he say about the future?
Well, think. You go to the future, you do something, you come back to the present. Then the thing that you did is part of your past. So that's probably inevitable, too.
I feel a weird combination of freedom and despair. I'm sweating.
He opens the window and cold air floods into the room.
But then, I'm not responsible for anything I do while I'm not in the present.
He smiles. Thank God.
And everything has already happened.
Sure looks that way. He runs his hand over his face, and I see that he could use a shave.
But he said that you have to behave as though you have free will, as though you are responsible for what you do.
Why? What does it matter?
Apparently, if you don't, things are bad. Depressing.
Did he know that personally?
Yes.
So what happens next?
Dad ignores you for 3 weeks, and this, he waves his hand at the bed. We've got to stop meeting like this.
I sigh.